Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
He says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back, back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from textile to gossip. Listen and to hear what Max is dishing. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
Ooh, LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome to another Max and Friends. Well, you know, it's been like a really crazy week, y'all, and I've been getting like so heated about this debate that's going on with our new friend, Meet Caitlyn. And everyone is just like going crazy about their opinions on Caitlyn Jenner, on Bruce Jenner, on bravery, on courage, on what it all means. So tonight we're here because we're going to talk about it. And we're going to talk about it with some really interesting guests. And it's been a lot of fun in the aspect of making the show, not fun in the sense where people are hurt, but fun in the sense where we get to talk about all of this. And I think really that's what the beauty of Call Me Caitlyn, it's like a new campaign, has come to. Whereas our guest who's going to be joining us shortly, Ash Beckham, says hard equals hard. Well, courage equals courage and bravery equals bravery too. Hunter Cross is going to be here. And then later on in the show, we have a great guest named Brett Jones. And Brett Jones was born into a military family. Brett spent his early life traveling around the world, living in the shadows of the Iron Curtain, the Korean Zone, and the pyramids of Egypt, battling ADHD and just frequent difficulty in school. He enlisted in the Navy after high school. He defied great odds to fulfill his dream of becoming a Navy SEAL and served for almost a decade in the Navy. He served in 2 6-month deployments with SEAL Team 8, later becoming a plank owner of SEAL Team 10. Now, why do we have him on the show tonight, you guys are asking? Well, I think that's brave. And to be able to go on the front line and to be able to fight takes courage and takes bravery. And for someone to come out of a closet takes the same courage and bravery. And Brett is coming on tonight because Brett continues to fight off the battle for LGBT rights and marriage equality because Brett is gay. And he so happens to be a Navy SEAL. He's going to join us shortly because someone had posted a picture, and this is how this all started. Someone posted a picture on Facebook about 4 days ago, with two soldiers in battle fighting, being macho, masculine, doing their thing and fighting the war, and said, this is what bravery is. So if we're going to talk about Caitlyn Jenner, know that bravery is this picture, not hers. And that kind of pissed me off, because I think anyone who has a struggle to be who they are is brave enough to come out and to say, this is who I am. This is my authentic self. We shouldn't have to cast stones at them. We shouldn't have to call them names. We shouldn't have to just be in a space of not understanding, and also be in a space where then we throw the Bible in to say what God said, and God said this, and God said that, and this is right, and this is wrong. Well, this turned into a battle on Facebook for me. And why? Because I just believe in everyone being who they are. And I think it's a beautiful thing when someone can step up and say, this is who I am. This is my authentic self. And Ash Beckham, of course, is the one that knows how to do this, because her TEDx talk and her TED talk and all of her talks have reached, like, we're like in the millions and millions now. On TED right now, she's over 2.2 million. On YouTube, it's another 2.4 million. So Ash knows about this because hard equals hard was the conversation she had. And it doesn't matter if you're coming out of the closet because you're gay, or if you're coming out of the closet because you have a brain tumor and you don't know how to tell your loved ones. So welcome back, Ash Beckham, to Max and Friends. Ash, I'm so glad you can join us.
Oh, it's always so fun, Max. So good to talk with you.
You know, it's like I was so heated over this because you'd said it so beautifully in your talk about hard equals hard. I love the whole campaign. You know, people have bought the shirt. We have listeners who buy the shirt, hard equals hard, from listening to Max and Friends, and then they tweet us. But you get it. So why do you feel that this whole hate has come out to Caitlyn Jenner about being who she is?
Well, you know, I think obviously people get confused and they feel unnecessarily threatened. I mean, I think anything, if you're trying to wrap your head around what it means to be transgender, you really need to look at your own sexuality, look at your own, you know, not that the things are the same, but your gender expression, your gender identity, all of those things, and anything introspective, I think that challenges people because we're so defined in being black and white. And, mm-hmm. you know, if it's anything but that, then we have to criticize or belittle that or give that the adjectives that we see fit in order to maintain the status quo that we're used to.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you heard the conversation that I was just bringing upon. We have this machoism, and people automatically, not all people, but some people believe that that's what bravery is. What does bravery mean and courage mean to you?
I mean, to me, it's that the internal strength and the internal fire to do the harder right instead of the easier wrong. You know, I mean, I think that's such an easy way to define it. And I guess I would not say that, you know, that serving in the armed forces is not brave. It's not like, but for one thing can be brave, one thing can't be brave. I mean, why do we have to minimize each other's bravery to kind of boost ours up? Like, isn't it the same essence from within us that is the person that is driven to put their life at risk for other people as the kid who's, you know, 11 years old fighting terminal cancer as it is, you know,
for the 11-year-old getting on a bicycle for the first time.
Absolutely. Like, to explore and be yourself and push those boundaries, right. Like, that to me is bravery. And the fact that we try to rank who's more brave doesn't serve us. Can't we just acknowledge the fact that everyone shows bravery in their own way and find the commonality that do we share that feeling of the fear that comes before being brave and then the exhilaration then comes from doing it? Like, that's what we all have. Why can't we just share what we have in common as opposed to deciding, you know, who ranks higher?
Absolutely. Well, the dictionary tells us that courage means being brave, and bravery means to have courage. So that goes back to your duality talk as well.
Right.
You're so ahead of the game, Ash.
I don't know about that. I have a lot of great conversations with a lot of people who just bring it all together. I'm the one that gets to stand on the stage and say it, but...
So duality. Can we be transgender? Can we be LGBTQ and be brave?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there aren't... I mean, I think that there's that courage. You don't even have to be out. Like, if you just acknowledge that in yourself, you can still live in your closet and have the bravery to have that conversation with just yourself, right. And your reflection. You
That's
know,
beautiful.
And that... Tell me if, you know, I don't know. I think, you know... Brett's going to have a better story about this, but like, what?
He's lived it. But you know, I'll tell you, Ash, what pissed me off is that it was, again, so black and white. That this picture is what courage is, and Caitlyn Jenner in a corset on the cover of Vanity Fair is not. And I was like, right. Who are we to judge people's bravery? And then when people got into it with the whole Christian aspect of it, with, you know, well, gay, and it turned into, wait a minute, we're not even talking about bravery anymore. We've gone into a whole another realm. And first of all, let's go back to, if we really want to get biblical and talk about how, let's not judge one another, because that's in the Bible
right.
too. So, you know, I know that Hunter Cross loves to discuss this because we had the conversation a couple of days ago about the whole, you know, the whole duality of the Bible and pick and choosing what works for you, because it also says not to wear clothes that are interwoven fabrics. It also says not to eat shellfish. And yet a lot of Christians eat mac and cheese with lobster. Let's call a thing a thing. So let's welcome Hunter Cross, because I know he's going to talk about this. And welcome back to the show, Hunter.
Thank you so much. Nice to be with you, Max.
And of course, our... Ash is here too.
Hey, now, Hunter.
Hunter, you've heard our conversation. What do you feel about this whole story right now, where we stand?
Well, I think that one of the reasons why I think you're getting a lot of pushback from people who don't want to consider Bruce Jenner, now Caitlyn Jenner's journey as brave, is we have been in our culture in the United States. We have been. Kind of forced, if you will, force-fed this concept that the troops have been deified, that our military is the ultimate honor. And as a result, any time anything occurs with the troops or any time that there's somebody who has in the line of duty been injured, we have this natural compassion for them, and they we want to honor their service, which, of course, I think we should. People are dedicating their lives to ostensibly serving our country and defending us. Let's just leave the whether they really are or not for another topic. But let's just say that's what people have dedicated their lives to. And so people tend to want to reserve bravery for people who behave in that particular manner. And we don't want to assign the word bravery to anything else. I think that if we're going to boil it all down to whether or not what bravery really means, if you talk to those people and you ask, what does it mean to you, they would say that bravery applies only to military service or running into it or to firemen or people who put themselves in really hyper masculine positions where bullets are flying or people where they could get injured or burned or something.
Right, people, but Hunter, check this out, though, Hunter, because this was a thing on Facebook. There was a picture posted. You saw the picture. It was two soldiers in battle, and it was a gentleman who posted it. Then all of a sudden, it was becoming reposted and reposted and reposted by people who not necessarily think that that's what bravery is, but I think just went with the whole vibe of that's it, just because their beliefs are so strong that what Caitlyn Jenner did was so wrong that how is that brave? Why?
There's a lack of understanding. I think that fundamentally, the whole concept of transgenders transgender people and the understanding of their struggle is misunderstood or there's an enormous simply lack of understanding. And I think that people have to be given a break on not understanding it. Candidly, I don't know what gender identity means. When I look in the mirror, I know what I am. I know I'm a man. I don't really quite even understand what it means to look in the mirror and see a woman. So I think that since most people of one gender or another can't wrap their head around the idea of looking in the mirror and seeing a reflection of somebody who is different than we really look.
You know, it's true, Ash. You know what I said to Hunter the other day? I said, you know what I think? Yeah, I think it freaks guys out because I think that they were like, holy shit, Caitlyn Jenner's really hot. And
exactly.
I would do her.
That's exactly what it is.
Well, so, I think there is some of that. I don't know that that's the widespread reason, but it's possible that, yeah, some men feel insecure. That's the whole crying game bit, that they get sick to their stomach with the concept that they might be attracted to somebody of the same sex simply because they doll themselves up with makeup and, you know, what have you. So, I guess there's a certain amount of that discomfort that they could make a mistake and fall for a man, and that kind of makes people ill. But I don't know that that's really broadly why people are. I think people don't understand it. Those of us who watched the Diane Sawyer interview with Bruce Jenner, I think came away, surprisingly for some of us, some compassion and understanding for the struggle that he went through, even if we don't really understand the struggle per se. You could see in his face that he was definitely dealing with something that was enormously troubling for him for his whole life. And so even if we don't understand what that struggle was about, just like we don't understand cancer or any other kind of something someone might be going through if we haven't lived it ourselves, you could see that there was something in his face that really reflects something really very difficult and troubling for him. So those of us who saw that saw a person who deserved our compassion. But if you didn't see that, and all you see is this kind of stuff on the internet and Facebook posts about him becoming a woman and doing this and doing that, all of the salacious crap, and then you see him spread across a magazine cover, yeah, that's I understand how people would bristle at that because they don't understand the journey. They don't understand what he's been through.
Well, you know, this is interesting because we have a theological expert that joins us on the show from time to time, Joseph Lumpkin, and he wrote here, fears vary between individuals. If someone loves the water, diving into a pool is not bravery. For those afraid of water, it would take bravery to overcome their fear and make the leap. And I just think that's so true. And then he writes, courage and bravery are about telling the truth to others and to ourselves in spite of the feared or dreaded consequences. So I just think that, you know, we just have to literally open up our mind to understand that we're all just on this journey together. And to play God and to say what God said, and God said this and God said that, I think it starts me personally. So if you want to tweet me at Max Tucci. Me personally, I think that when you start putting words in God's mouth and start speaking for God and advocating for God in a way where you believe God hates, it to me, it saddens me. So if you're listening for the first time, welcome to Max and Friends. We have here fun all the time, Sunday nights at Max and Friends. You know, it's so funny because sometimes people tune in and we'll have Lisa Lampanelli on or Jackie Collins. And tonight we have Ash Beckham, Hunter Cross. In just a little bit, we have our amazing guest, Brett Jones, who fights for this country, who is gay, who's going to tell us his story. He also has a book, which I want you all to go get because it's a good book. It really is. It's called Pride, The Story of the First Openly Gay Navy SEAL by Brett Jones. So, you know what? Let's bring Brett on because I think he'll be able to also add some great insight into the word bravery and courage. We'll be right back. You're listening to Max and Friends. Hit it. What's everyone listening to, Ronnie? This is Max and Friends, and in just a moment, our guest will be joining us, Brett Jones. But in the meantime, we have Hunter Cross and Ash Beckham here. Brett, are you on the line with us?
I am.
Well, we are so glad you're here. We told about your story a little bit, but I always like to hear who you are. Who are you from the lips of you? So, Brett, tell us who you are.
Well, I'm a father, I'm a husband, and I'm a former Navy SEAL. And I guess writer, too.
And an author, because you have your book. And yeah. Also, you have become, you not you personally, but the image of how you defend our country has become a huge topic because that has become the topic of bravery and courage. And some people think that that image alone is bravery and that our meet Caitlyn Jenner is not bravery. So how do you feel on the two? Is there duality?
Well, this is the thing, is I think that, you know, courage is a very difficult thing to quantify, especially if you're not the person doing that particular thing. And so is there courage on the battlefield? Sure. Is there courage, coming out to the world as transgender? Absolutely. Is there courage in the eyes of children as they fight terminal cancer? Yes, there's all types of courage. It comes in many different forms. But to say that it's specific to one thing or another, that's silly, I think.
Yeah, it loses credibility, I think. Now, Brett, tell us, you're talking about coming out. Tell us about your story, because were you kind of forced out? How did that happen?
Well, you know, I have sort of two coming out stories. One was with my family. I came out to them when I was about 17. And again, I've been thrown out of the closet twice due to phone calls. First one was as a teenager. And then the second one was when I was in the Navy under, you know, the rule of don't ask, don't tell. I'd left a phone message on my boyfriend's answer machine at his office. He was also Navy, and the Navy found out about it, and yeah.
And then they honorably discharged you in 2003?
Yeah, so the investigation started in 2002, and then after, you know, a few months of the investigation and you know, all the things that sort of happened along the way with that, they eventually cleared me and asked me if I wanted to stay in the Navy. And I told my commanding officer at the time, I said that, you know, that I really didn't feel comfortable at that point because there had been a lot of things that, you know, had led up to that. And basically, I just didn't feel comfortable staying in the Navy because I knew it would just be a matter of time before the bigger Navy, not the SEAL Navy, but the bigger Navy found a way to get rid of me because they just didn't like the idea of knowing that there was a gay Navy SEAL out there.
Mm-hmm. And now on the show, too, we have Ash Beckham. Ash, how do you feel about the hard equals hard and being forced out of the closet? Because you have such a great way to describe how to really just think about it. So how do you feel when you hear that he was outed twice over phone calls?
Yeah, I mean, that is brutal. We always want to kind of craft our own story about how we want to do it, but you kind of never know how it's going to happen. The funniest thing is that, you know, I started doing those talks and certainly didn't expect anything to come from it, but I did that one, that Ignite talk, and the first, you know, six words is, "Hi, my name is Ash, and I am so gay," and I had never come out publicly like that. You know what I mean? I mean, it was the most bizarre thing. And so then people were interested. There were schools that would want to come in. And I was even so fearful of doing it kind of, you know, face to face. It's when it becomes personal that it becomes so hard. So for me, that's what it was. And all of a sudden, you know, there's a million people on the internet that I came out to, but then one person would come up to me and I'd have to have the conversation, even at that point, and I was completely comfortable. But, you know, to see the look on people's faces, to actually see them react to something that would be that surprising, obviously, as it was for Brett, is really tough to stomach. You know, how many times do we put ourselves in a situation where we are going to, you know, disappoint or, you know, change a loved one's perspective on us, of us, and have to watch their facial reactions that they can't control. I mean, that is one of the scariest things in the world to me.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it takes courage to be authentic. And on the flip, you know, we have also Hunter Cross joining us. Hunter, we had the debate, not the debate, but the conversation that when one person comes out of the closet, the other one, someone goes in. So tell us a little bit about that, because the point of tonight's show is really just to have bravery and courage and being authentic to who you are. So Hunter, fill us in about the, as one comes out, sometimes one goes in.
Well, sometimes when people come out to others, whether it's come out as gay or whether they come out as someone who's sick or anything, the people that they tell sometimes also have an issue with whatever it is that other person just revealed to them. So, for example, a child or a spouse of someone who came out would sometimes be driven into a closet of their own, where they would be shamed or afraid to tell their friends or other people about what you just told them. And so now they also have a journey to come to terms with what they've just learned about you and how they're going to deal with it as they express it to others, whether they tell their friends, whether they tell other family members, and sometimes they never do. Sometimes they carry around a secret, and now they have to understand. They end up being the ones who learn the lesson of what it's like to have a dark secret that you can't reveal. Not necessarily that they can't, but for whatever it is in their world, they feel that they can't come out and tell people, yeah, my husband just came out to me, for whatever that might happen to them in their world.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, as one comes out of a closet, sometimes others go in.
Absolutely. Well, if you feel like coming out tonight, you could always tweet me at Max Tucci. I would love to hear your story. Speaking of stories, our great guest tonight is Brett Jones. The book is called Pride, the story of the first openly gay Navy SEAL. I'm sure they love that title. Why did you put Pride in your title?
Well, Brett, I thought, you know, we had a lot of debate about what the title of the book was going to be. And at the end of the day, you know, pride made sense because there's quite a few definitions to the word pride. And some are good and some are bad. And I think the book sort of encompasses the entire definition of the word.
Mm-hmm. And what does it mean to you?
Pride, it sort of represents a road to me, honestly, a very difficult road that I took to get to, well, this point in my life and the road that I continue to take in my life. You know, it's funny, you were talking about how, you know, one person comes in the closet and another person comes in, one goes out. Mm-hmm. It's interesting because, you know, when I talk to people, I try to tell them, I'm like, look, I believe in that. What we should do is we should live our lives as an example to other people. It doesn't matter, you know, what our sexual orientation is, our religion, our race, or our political views. If you want to change, you know, the sort of the consciousness of people that would otherwise oppress you, you have to sort of live your life as an example to other, much in the same way that I try to live my life as an example to my son. And I try to do that with my, you know, the people that work for me, the people that I work for, my husband, my colleagues, my friends, my family.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Well, you know, Ash Beckham is here, and she did a great talk on duality. Ash, that, to me, this whole – I love the title of the book, Pride, the story of the first openly gay Navy SEAL. That's duality right there, isn't it, Ash?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that is the definition of it. And I know Brett, when I did that talk, he probably would have been one of my examples.
Well,
I mean,
now he has one.
That is the definition of it, because there, you know, we have so many things that we're told we can't be those things simultaneously, and it, you know, we feel torn between who we are or who we should be, when so many of us have those, you know, tugs that happen from both sides, and we're so clear and so obvious to us that it can exist within us without controversy, and other people just don't see it like that. I mean, that is the seemingly the two ends of the spectrum, when reality, you know, it's just one amazing guy that everybody is proud of for all of the things he does, everything that it, that he encompasses, and you know, that he's recognized for being a Navy SEAL, and then, you know, also a father and a good husband, and all of those things. I mean, you know, you get, the gay part is such an afterthought when you look at who Brett is as a person. But it is a, certainly a huge part of who he is, but you know, not the first thing he would list off when he describes himself, and that's just because it doesn't matter. I mean, not the words in his mouth, but to him, it is, that doesn't stop him or encourage him to be any of those things. It just, you know, is who he is.
That's right. And what I love, Brett, when I asked you, who are you, you didn't even say gay. Not that it's a shameful thing or that's not why you said it, but I just love that, that who we are is who we are. And I think the labeling, you know, Hunter, we had this conversation the other day about there's other countries they've taken the he and she out of their vocabulary. Why can't we do that in the land of the free, Hunter?
Well, I don't know that we necessarily need to start cleansing our language. I think that we just need to open our minds, and then whatever the words we choose shouldn't matter so much. We become so politically correct that everyone gets offended at the most minor comment that seemed off color. It's really ridiculous that people are so sensitive. But I want to mention something about this pride issue and the use of pride in the title.
What
of
does
the
book. Pride mean to you, Hunter?
To me, you know, I often kind of wondered what – I didn't understand all these pride events. Every major city in the country has pride events. Every, countries all over the world, they have pride events in major cities. And I thought, what are they so proud of? What are gays so proud of? I don't understand. You're proud that you're gay? I don't quite understand that. You know, do straight people don't have pride events to celebrate their being straight. So what it means to me, I think, and this is what I've come to understand, is that the pride that one has in exclaiming that one is gay to the extent that he's willing to have a parade and march down the street dressed in, you know, in a tutu. That pride comes from the bravery that it took to acknowledge this is who I am and suck on it if you don't like it. Walk down the street proud of being able to say this is who I am, and if you don't like it, that's tough shit. That's, I think, what pride events really mean. It's not pride that I'm gay. It's proud to be able to say I am, and because I don't care what you think. There's bravery in that, and that's the bravery that I think that Bruce Jenner, now Caitlyn Jenner, exhibited. He struggled forever with something that was deeply troubling to him. And also something that he knew would hold him up to ridicule. He's been a public figure since he was a young man. And as a public figure, to be able to come out, not so much gay these days isn't really such a big deal. People come out gay all the time. But to come out as something that is so misunderstood and so different to most people, I think demonstrates bravery for him. And he would then be, he's brave in his own willingness to, despite the adversity, despite the public ridicule, despite the condemnation that he's enduring or she's enduring now, he decided to do it anyway. And that's what makes him proud, I'm sure. And that would, you know, that's what makes people proud to have
absolutely
these pride events.
Brett,
you know,
do you want to
yeah,
comment on that?
Yeah, I would actually. You know, I agree with you. I think, you know, it's funny. Like, transgenders as a whole, I think, are really misunderstood. And even in the gay community, the lesbian community, I think they really are. I honestly had no real understanding of the transgender community until I had met Kristen Beck, and I was 40 years old at the time. And it's embarrassing that I say that, but that's the truth. And I think by, you know, people brave like Kristen Beck and Caitlyn Jenner, I think what it does is it sort of takes away the scariness of it and or the lack of understanding of it. And it kind of forces people to be like, huh, that's interesting. Let me Google transgender and see, maybe buy a book or two on it and learn.
You know, what blows my mind, and Ash, I'm going to throw this at you, is that when, you know, Laverne Cox came out, everybody celebrated her. Orange is the New Black, Orange is the New, she was everywhere, cover of Time. And there was not this whole image, the duality. I think that people couldn't wrap their head around knowing Bruce Jenner as Bruce Jenner and then Caitlyn Jenner. So what do you feel it is that Laverne Cox, there was an acceptance almost, and with Caitlyn Jenner now, there is not. What do you feel about that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I just feel, jumping on the backs of what the guys both said, I mean, I feel like transgender is the new gay. You know what I mean? Like, that is what, you know, there were times when people couldn't understand it, and now they've wrapped their head around it to a certain extent, and now there's this new thing that nobody really gets. But but you know, we're starting to, and I think there's this point of reference that is the critical part of what Caitlyn Jenner did. Like, love it, hate it, disagree with it, post terrible things about Facebook on it. Like, you know about it, and now we have a point of reference to have that conversation. And sometimes we all just need to have that relativity. And I think, you know, Laverne Cox, like, nobody who knew who that was. I mean,
right.
I feel like Laverne Cox was a trans woman. That's kind of how we knew Laverne Cox.
Right.
To have Bruce Jenner, especially in the, like, you know, Olympian, like, all things masculine, you know, all things brave, all things masculine, all things patriotic, you know, all of that stuff. I mean, it's all wrapped up in that. To think of, honestly, our heroes or you know, my parents' heroes, to think of them. I also think people really struggle with the fact that he lived with that for so long. Because there's this part, I think, where people are like, oh, he was just lying to us the whole time. You know, there's that thing. Yeah, exactly. Like, that's how you know this person. And so then you actually are like, I know what her face looked like when she was Bruce.
Let's go back to someone being who they are. Perfect example is Brett Jones. When you see the cover of his book, you see Brett, we see you as a military man. Tattoos showing from your arm. You've got your clips on you. You're like ready to battle in the picture. Can it register in their mind when they meet you, like, oh my God, this is who he is, and he's also gay? Like, have you had that confrontation before?
I have. When I did come out in the Navy, it was a shock to a lot of people. And because I guess I just don't carry some of the stereotypical things that some gay people have, I guess. And I think it's great because, we're not a stereotype. And I think it's important that people realize that. And that was one of the aims of the book. It was to really get people to know me and understand me and realize that we're not much different at all. Little bitty difference.
Absolutely. We're just all human. I think that's what it comes down to. If you're joining us for the first time, you're listening to Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. Hey, Ronnie, what's everybody listening to?
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. We're talking about bravery. We're talking about humanity. We're talking about coming out of whatever your closet is. And stay tuned to the rest of the show, because at the end, I'm going to be playing Ash Beckham's Heart Equals Heart, so that if you have something that you need to come out of, whether it's your closet of gay, your closet of that you have cancer, your closet of whatever, know that you can do it. And we're here to encourage you tonight on Max and Friends. If you want to let us know what your story is, tweet me at Max Tucci. I know everyone has a story, and that's why I'm having so many people on tonight, because really, when we understand that we're all just here in this world together as humanity, being a guy, a girl, a man, a woman, a boy, a child, whatever, gay, straight, black, white, Spanish, Chinese, we are all just here. And I think the beauty of life is, like, you know, it's really just about celebrating each other and embracing each other and not judging people for who they are. You know, there was a quote that said, God doesn't make mistakes. So it's a heated one. And Ash, what do you have to say about that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that. I mean, it's just so profound. I mean, I feel like that whole part of it of, you know, there are no mistakes. Like, we just are who we are. The struggle lies in living that and being authentic with that and embracing that. And I think having, like you said, the courage and the bravery to be who we were meant to be on this earth and who we were intended to be. And I feel, you know, Brett's a perfect example of that. You know, it wasn't choosing between being a Navy SEAL or be gay. Like, yes, I can be both. Yes, to be me authentically, I must be both. And that image is such a bold, courageous statement that so many of us are doing that, and to say that anybody was made wrong or that any of that exists, you know, I think it's just so short-sighted. And then also, you know, if you're going to go on the religious end of it, not having the faith in God to believe that he doesn't make mistakes, so everybody's okay.
Absolutely. And then it goes the other way, where if God doesn't make mistakes, then how did he make Kris Jenner? But you know what? That's not the point of the show tonight. The point is about taking the courage to be authentic to yourself. Brett, can you give us some steps that you've taken to be courageous in being your authentic self?
Well, I think, the whole coming out thing is a process in itself. And I think, you know, for anyone that's coming out, that it's that there are some courageous steps that you have to take internally before you even voice that. Like just admitting to yourself that you are gay or that you are a lesbian or that you are transgender. I think that's a huge step in its own right. I think, in my life, I focus really hard. I think where the real courage comes, sometimes it's just getting up and making my bed some days. You know, I think that's like the most courageous thing I do some days. And then some days it's where I'm faced with a decision, a tough decision, you know, that when it comes to maybe the discipline of my son or something like
parenting.
That. And and I have to make a really tough choice. And those choices are so much tougher sometimes than the instinctive decisions that I had to make on the battlefield. So it's all perspective, you know. Somebody's decision is much more courageous than you know what you would presume or what you would think or what you were taught in movies and television is more courageous than it just is.
Absolutely.
It's just that way.
Hunter, what do you feel? What do you want to tell people tonight who are listening to say, you know what, how can I be inspired to be encouraged? Give them some inspiration on how to be just authentic to who you are. What do you say to them?
Boy, how does someone be authentic to who they are? That's tough. You know, and that takes courage. To bring it back to the original point.
Yes, it does.
You know, I'll answer your question in a second, but I wanted to make a point about the God making mistakes issue.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that's bothered me quite a bit when I've seen Huckabee. He was saying something to the effect the other day. I think he said something like, that he wishes that he could have said that he felt like a girl so he could have showered with the girls in high school or something completely, utterly stupid. And then there was a minister recently who was videotaped, and it was on all over the internet, where he was saying something like, "It's you're either a man or you're a woman. There are no, God didn't make any in-betweens," and all that other bullshit. I mean, I don't understand how it is that he understands or he knows what God did. How does he know? And if you believe that God is infallible, and if you believe that that there is a God, first of all, and if you believe that there is a God and that God is infallible, then how could you cast stones at someone like Caitlyn Bruce Jenner or anybody else who is living their truth and expressing to you, not that I want to be this or I want to be that, but this is who I am, and this is the way my God made me. And your God made me. I got the same God as you do, Mr. or Reverend. And how come that if you're saying God is infallible, then how come I'm not fine? That you it's you, it's not your God. It's you that has the problem, not your God. So stop speaking for this deity and instead live what you're preaching and acknowledge that God doesn't make mistakes. And instead of standing up there and ridiculing people who are different than you, say, you know what, I believe in God. And since God makes no mistakes, congratulations, Bruce/Caitlyn Jenner, on living who you really are and who God intended you to be. I don't understand why those folks in this country who have a pulpit to stand from don't preach that to their flock and try and let people live their lives in a much more peaceful way instead of hating each other. Just simply say we're all from the same God. Why don't
we
just all get along?
Listen, if anyone knows, Brett's on the battlefield. Basically, it all comes down to religious battles anyway. So, Brett, what do you want to say about that comment that Hunter just made?
Well, I think it's important to, when it comes to religion and politics or anything like that, I think it's important not to focus on our differences, but to focus on our commonalities. Mm-hmm. I think that's key when it comes to, coming to a common ground or a high ground with people.
There's no money in that.
There's no money in that. But there is money if you go buy Brett's book, and the book is called Pride. It's a great book, Pride, the Story of America's First Openly Gay Navy SEAL. We've got to wrap this up. Speaking of wrapping it up, play safe, y'all. Wrap it up. Have love one another. But, you know, I always say that here on Max and Friends. But before I let you guys go, we are going to have Ash's talk on in just a moment. But, Ash, I love when you join us all the time, Ash. You always bring just such a great perspective and great energy to the show. So I love you for being here.
Oh, I love it. It's so fun to be there. I feel like I get every couple of months, I get my Max dose. I like it.
The Max and Friends jolt. But Ash, is there anything you wanted to say into what Hunter Hood said?
Yeah, you know, I agree. I think that that's, you know, kind of what both the fellas said, is that we can distill it down into the point that we are similar, even if that basic point is we are human. Okay. Mm-hmm. Next, okay, we believe in a God. What is the point at which we split, and why are the points that are we splitting? You know, why, if I always envision it like a tree branching, or, you know, that there's a fork in the road, we should start at the point when we're having these conversations that are religion or politics or whatever, at what that similarity is, and then figure out where the difference happens, and then have the conversation there, not at opposite ends of the spectrum when, you know, we can't even see each other through the perceptions that we have of where the other person stands on that topic. Why can't we come back to how similar we are and start at that point? Then the conversations are a lot less tense than when we're miles and miles away from each other.
Absolutely. You know, we all just need to look life through a kaleidoscope sometimes, because yes. The picture's all fucked up anyway.
That's right.
And that's the beauty of it. And that's the beauty of Max and Friends. Now, here, Brett, before we let everyone go, Brett, I want you to tell us about the importance. I'm reading here that there's a really super cool charity that you are involved with, and it is AMPA. AMPA, tell us about it.
So the American Military Partners Association is a group that basically supports gay, lesbian, and transgender, and bisexual families that are in the military and their spouses, and they do that on a number of different ways. You still there?
Yeah, we're here. I just love that there's even something for that.
Yeah, yeah, no, and it's fantastic, and they're doing a lot of really, really, really great work as far as that goes, with like status of forces agreements and counseling for, you know, troubled people. It's, you know, people coming out and having trouble with that. It's awesome. They're really doing some great work.
Absolutely. Well, if you all want to follow Brett, go to Twitter at BrettAJones74. Facebook is Brett Jones. The website, BrettJones.net. And, of course, you could always tweet me at Max Tucci with any questions that you have. Brett, it was great to have you on the show. I thank you so much for joining us on Max and Friends. Will you come back?
I will, Max. I look forward to it. And you guys have a great day.
All right. Super. Have a wonderful week ahead. Be safe wherever you're going. We'll talk to you sooner than later.
All right. Thanks.
Have a good night. Hunter, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
It was a good show, huh?
Yeah, it's great.
You know what? It all comes down to, Hunter, and I love the saying, when you know better, you do better. Isn't that just the truth?
It is the truth.
When you know better, you do better. So I hope this Max and Friends is teaching you a few things. Just know that we're all human. We're all in this together. And you know what? None of us make it out alive. So love one another. I'm going to leave you with Ash's great Hard Equals Hard TED Talk, because I think it's going to inspire you to come out of whatever closet you're in. Love one another this week. Take life to the max. Good night and good karma. I'm your host, Max Tucci, from Max and Friends.
I'm going to talk to you tonight about coming out of the closet. And not in the traditional sense, not just the gay closet. I think we all have closets. Your closet may be telling someone you love her for the first time, or telling someone that you're pregnant, or telling someone you have cancer, or any of the other hard conversations we have throughout our lives. All a closet is a hard conversation. And although our topics may vary tremendously, the experience of being in and coming out of the closet is universal. It is scary, and we hate it, and it needs to be done. Several years ago, I was working at the Southside Walnut Cafe, a local diner in town. And during my time there, I would go through phases of militant lesbian intensity. Not shaving my armpits, quoting Ani DiFranco lyrics as gospel, And depending on the bagginess of my cargo shorts and how recently I had shaved my head, the question would often be sprung on me, usually by a little kid. Are you a boy or are you a girl? And there would be an awkward silence at the table. I'd clench my jaw a little tighter, hold my coffee pot with a little more vengeance. The dad would awkwardly shuffle his newspaper and the mom would shoot a chilling stare at her kid. But I would say nothing, and I would seethe inside. And it got to the point that every time I walked up to a table that had a kid anywhere between 3 and 10 years old, I was ready to fight. And that is a terrible feeling. So I promised myself the next time I would say something, I would have that hard conversation. So within a matter of weeks, it happens again. Are you a boy or are you a girl? Familiar silence, but this time I'm ready. And I am about to go all Women's Studies 101 on this table. I've got my Betty Friedan quotes. I've got my Gloria Steinem quotes. I even got this little bit from Vagina Monologues I'm going to do. So I take a deep breath and I look down, and staring back at me is a 4-year-old girl in a pink dress. Not a challenge to a feminist duel, just a kid with a question. Are you a boy or are you a girl? So I take another deep breath, squat down next to her and say, hey, I know it's kind of confusing. My hair is short like a boy's and I wear boy's clothes, but I'm a girl. And you know how sometimes you like to wear a pink dress and sometimes you like to wear your comfy jammies? Well, I'm more of a comfy jammies kind of girl. And this kid looks me dead in the eye without missing a beat and says, my favorite pajamas are purple with fish. Can I get a pancake, please? And that was it. Just, oh, okay, you're a girl. How about that pancake? It was the easiest hard conversation I have ever had. And why? Because Pancake Girl and I, we were both real with each other. So like many of us, I've lived in a few closets in my life, and yeah, most often, my walls happen to be rainbow. But inside, in the dark, you can't tell what color the walls are. You just know what it feels like to live in a closet. So really, my closet is no different than yours, or yours, or yours. Sure, I'll give you 100 reasons why coming out of my closet was harder than coming out of yours, but here's the thing. Hard is not relative, hard is hard. Who can tell me that explaining to someone you just declared bankruptcy is harder than telling someone you just cheated on them? Who can tell me that his coming out story is harder than telling your 5-year-old you're getting a divorce? There is no harder, there is just hard. We need to stop ranking our heart against everyone else's heart to make us feel better or worse about our closets and just commiserate on the fact that we all have heart. At some point in our lives, we all live in closets and they may feel safe, or at least safer than what lies on the other side of that door. But I am here to tell you, no matter what your walls are made of, a closet is no place for a person to live. Thanks. So imagine yourself 20 years ago. Me, I had a ponytail, a strapless dress, and high-heeled shoes. I was not the militant lesbian ready to fight any 4-year-old that walked into the cafe. I was frozen by fear, curled up in the corner of my pitch-black closet, clutching my gay grenade. And moving one muscle is the scariest thing I have ever done. My family, my friends, complete strangers, I had spent my entire life trying to not disappoint these people. And now, I was turning the world upside down. On purpose. I was burning the pages of the script we had all followed for so long. But if you do not throw that grenade, it will kill you. One of my most memorable grenade tosses was at my sister's wedding. It was the first time that many in attendance knew I was gay. So in doing my maid of honor duties in my black dress and heels, I walked around to tables and finally landed on a table of my parents' friends, folks that had known me for years. And after a little small talk, one of the women shouted out, I love Nathan Lane. And the battle of gay relatability had begun. Ash, have you ever been to the Castro? Well, yeah, actually, we have friends in San Francisco. Well, we've never been there, but we heard it's fabulous. Ash, do you know my hairdresser, Antonio? He's really good, and he has never talked about a girlfriend. Ash, what's your favorite TV show? Our favorite TV show? Favorite, Will and Grace. And you know who we love? Jack. Jack is our favorite. And then one woman, stumped, but wanting so desperately to show her support, to let me know she was on my side, she finally blurted out, "Well, sometimes my husband wears pink shirts." And I had a choice in that moment, as all grenade throwers do. I could go back to my girlfriend at my gay-loving table and mock their responses, chastise their unworldliness and their inability to jump through the politically correct gay hoops I had brought with me, or I could empathize with them and realize that that was maybe one of the hardest things that they had ever done, that starting and having that conversation was them coming out of their closets. Sure, it would have been easy to point out where they fell short. It's a lot harder to meet them where they are and acknowledge the fact that they were trying, and what else can you ask someone to do but try? If you're going to be real with someone, you got to be ready for real in return. So hard conversations are still not my strong suit, ask anybody I have ever dated. But I'm getting better, and I follow what I like to call the 3 pancake girl principles. Now, please, view this through gay-colored lenses, but know what it takes to come out of any closet is essentially the same. Number 1, be authentic. Take the armor off. Be yourself. That kid in the cafe had no armor, but I was ready for battle. If you want someone to be real with you, they need to know that you bleed too. Number 2, be direct. Just say it. Rip the Band-Aid off. If you know you are gay, just say it. If you tell your parents you might be gay, they will hold out hope that this will change. Do not give them that sense of false hope. And number 3, and most important, be unapologetic. You are speaking your truth. Never apologize for that. And some folks may have gotten hurt along the way, so sure, apologize for what you've done, but never apologize for who you are. And yeah, some folks may be disappointed, but that is on them, not on you. Those are their expectations of who you are, not yours. That is their story, not yours. The only story that matters is the one that you want to write. So the next time you find yourself in a pitch black closet clutching your grenade, know we have all been there before. And you may feel so very alone, but you are not. And we know it's hard, but we need you out here, no matter what your walls are made of. Because I guarantee you there are others peering through the keyhole of their closets looking for the next brave soul to bust the door open, so be that person. And show the world that we are bigger than our closets, and that a closet is no place for a person to truly live. Thank you, Boulder. Enjoy your night.